Abby Noy. I'm a regional extension educator for the University of Minnesota, and I'm based out of Willmar, Minnesota.
Abby, we're here at the Midwest Poultry Convention, and I know you've been talking to producers about biosecurity, which really came to the forefront with the avian influenza outbreak of 2015. What were some of the lessons learned from that event?
That producers really needed more outreach and education on their biosecurity practices. That's actually why my job exists. And I was hired not strictly, but through funding sources through the state legislator through the Rapid Response Agricultural Funds. And my major projects have been producer outreach. Hopefully, producers in the past have seen the BioSecure Entry Education Trailer, which is an 18-foot car trailer that we converted into a mobile classroom. And its purpose is to teach Danish entry, the two-zone or the three-zone systems. But it also serves as sort of a clean slate or a drawing board for producers who want to enhance or increase their biosecurity measures. I've seen many producers just sit in the trailer and kind of think, and you can see the gears turning in their heads and light bulbs turning on about things they could install into their existing facilities, or if they wanted to remodel and add on, how they could design it and lay it out. And so I've had a lot of seat time behind my car traveling around the state teaching about biosecurity.
Evidently, it's been effective because we've seen far fewer cases of avian flu in the last 3 years.
I would like to think it has everything to do with me, but I know it's not. I really think it's an awareness in the industry as a whole, regardless of what specialty you have, whether they're turkeys, broilers, or layers. It's truly, I think, just an awareness, and I'm just there to help fill in some gaps and answer some questions.
So as you educate growers, what, in your opinion, have been some of the toughest obstacles, the things that are hardest to grasp about biosecurity?
Long, awkward pause. I think right now, especially in my involvement with the Board of Animal Health, with their NPIP biosecurity audits, there are so many pieces that go into having a good biosecurity plan and having good biosecurity practices, and making sure that you think about all of those little individual pieces. So for instance, NPIP essentially has 13 different principles, and sometimes a lot of those are going to be have holes in them. They might not think about their employees who like to hunt waterfowl and then they come to work. Those are sometimes things that probably people aren't thinking about. So again, it's another increasing awareness, understanding all of those different pieces of biosecurity. And then the other big piece that's been missing is record keeping, and making sure that they maintain those records so that they could go back and in retrospect maybe pinpoint a biosecurity breach on their farm if they have a disease outbreak.
So great attention to detail is necessary. And as we get further and further removed from the outbreak of 2015, are you worried at all that some growers might get a little bit lax on all of these efforts?
I don't think so. I think it's all going to still be due diligence in making sure that they participate in the protocols each and every time they enter and exit the barns. But I think their fear in the back of their mind of another event like 2015 happening is going to prevent them from essentially screwing up. They don't want to do that. They don't want to see that. And they don't want to be the first farm to break.
And finally, paying attention to your environment. Anything unique about this late winter period as we move into spring and we have the migratory patterns, the birds flying back north? Anything unique about how this spring is shaping up from a biosecurity standpoint that you're paying attention to?
At this point, nothing, as long as the producers have a more heightened awareness of some of the low path outbreaks that are in the U.S., understanding that there is a high path outbreak in Mexico right now, and just making sure that they and or their staff members that they have on farm know what is in their biosecurity plan and what they should be doing each and every day.
I didn't know there was a high path outbreak in Mexico. What details can you give me on that?
I don't know enough. I just found out myself this morning. So I don't know. I think there's two farm sites, and that's all I know.
Anything else, Abby, related to biosecurity that you want to make sure we talk about?
practice it each and every time you enter and exit your barns.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.